Dr. Rod Lamberts is the Deputy Director of the Australian National Centre for the Public Awareness of Science, and he's had a strong presence in national and international science communication, research and practice for more than 12 years. Rod supervises research students across a large and diverse range of science communication research projects at the Honours, Masters and PhD levels, and has been developing and delivering science communication courses since 2000. He is also CPAS's science communication consultant for UNESCO in the Pacific Islands and is regularly sought out to conduct research, evaluation and training projects across numerous areas of science communication in the government and higher education sectors. He's the current president of the Australian Science Communicators and is one of our presenters at the Big Science Communications Summit, held on the 6th and 7th of June in Sydney this year. Firstly, I seem to get mixed messages about what the Australian public's attitude is towards science. So, as the Deputy Director of the Australian National Centre for the Public Awareness of Science, how engaged are Australians and what helps them become engaged?
This is a much messier question than I think people often realise. And I think mostly it depends on how you measure engagement, which I suppose at first sounds like a typical academic answer, but there is actual practicality here. I mean, people become engaged for many reasons. This question, when it comes from the science, positive people tends to mean, positively engaged. And it doesn't only mean that. People become engaged when things become relevant to them, and science is no different. They may be relevant because of, professional or situational matters, or they might suddenly be inspired either because they're excited or they're angry or they're scared. So people's attitude towards science, I think, is widely variable. And how engaged people are really depends on how it's being measured and who measures it. So let me think. There was a study or a sort of a survey that a couple of colleagues of me and I did a few years ago now, 2010. Mm-hmm. And one of the sort of very popular results was, the respondents decided they liked science more than sports news. Ah. And this made the news around the planet, like in England, in India. They had a number of interviews as a result of this, and people were very excited by that. And while I'm not, dismissing that survey, but I mean, it depends on the questions you ask and how you ask them. So does that mean people really like science more than sport? Nah, generally, I think it depends. Beautifully vague.
Well, what do you think are some of the ways that we can demonstrate the usefulness and relevance of science to those who aren't already interested in it? For example, I read your article on the Drum website where the conclusion was brand science has had its day. It's time to rethink our marketing, for example.
Yeah, look, I think relevance is the main issue again. You've got to really understand the people you're trying to deal with and your own motivations for trying to interact or communicate with them and listen to them, again, generalising wildly. So I think you have to question your own motives for doing it. Then I think, understand the people you're talking about. I'm a big believer in making science as accessible and useful to people who want it or need it, but less so about trying to sort of ram it down people's throats. I think we also have to accept from the science positive side that people's interests may be passing and sporadic as well, So, again, maybe leaping on the relevant bandwagon, so to speak, where if there are particular issues about, when the MMRI and autism connection came up and that became big news, people from our side of the fence could be a bit stronger about, addressing those concerns and understanding the nature of those concerns. So I think that's one way of doing it. I think there's a danger of being too evangelical. So people who like science will talk about science as the thing itself, which is kind of like a carpenter saying, look how awesome this hammer is. When in fact, the real interest a lot of folks will have is, well, I want my two bits of wood stuck together. I don't care how you do it. So show me the results. Don't talk to me about the hammer. So that's kind of what we're saying a bit with that brand science piece and how maybe the brand has had its day. It's too big a catch-all, I think. So making people science positive, in a sense, doesn't make sense.
What are some of the developments that excite you when it comes to communicating science?
Is Twitter still counted as new?
That's a very good question. I mean, I seem to have been on it for absolutely forever, but I seem to find new people popping up every time. All the time.
Well, I think Twitter's sensational. If you're Twitter, I'm amazed at the good stuff I find on Twitter, science related and more broadly. Really quite amazed, actually. And that kind of direct connection with people who are very much involved in research, in comms, in politics related to the science is remarkable. So I find that really interesting. So in a sense, I'm imagining a world where we get people more encouraged about the tools. So I'm reversing my position here on the last question, getting people more encouraged about the media for communicating, and then the science stuff sort of slips in. Cool. I think I have to say, in terms of exciting developments in communicating science, one of them is we're kind of increasing as science communicators our sophistication in how we look at what science communication is and what's it for. And I think that's kind of exciting too. You know, we've moved beyond SciComm is science shows and science journalism and not much else. Yeah. Not, there's nothing wrong with them, but I think it's great that we're seeing it expand and sophisticate further. Right. So that excites me too.
Great. Well, the Big Science Communication Summit has a number of themes that they're going to be investigating during the event. Which ones interest you the most?
Well, I have to say the data at work one, because yeah, I'm sort of the moderator and facilitator. So
you know, a bit of an insider edge, yeah.
But again, I'm particularly interested in that. The reason I am the one of the point guys on that is because this whole notion of evidence, we bandy around the notion of evidence base quite a lot now. It's the new black in policy and academic circles, and I think that needs to be explored a lot more deeply for what it really means. Yeah. And so I think that's extremely interesting. I do like the idea of theme four, diminishing degrees of separation, so the collaborative approaches across sectors. Mm-hmm. Because again, kind of linking back to what we were talking about with the brand name, people broadly were interested in solving problems, you know, and coming up with ideas. We don't care where the good inspiration comes from. So multidisciplinarity and collaborating science with politics, with engineering, with social sciences and humanities is really very interesting to me. Those are the two main ones that sort of float my boat, although the other three also have me curious.
Great. Well, curiosity is certainly what they're trying to encourage. So I look forward to seeing you there, Rod.
Yeah, me too. I'll see you there.
Yay.